And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
With this time of year being so freezing and each day giving such little sunlight, it's easy to slide into a hibernating lifestyle, spend all our personal time alone at home, and feel continually isolated and forlorn. That's why we all need friends and loved ones to help us along this time of year to remind us we're loved. And that's a big part of the film I watched recently called Between the Temples. Established Hollywood nerd Jason Schwartzman plays a Jewish religious official working at a synagogue in a small town outside New York City. His crisis of faith and crisis of self-esteem make him a depressed and exhausted man, sleeping in the basement of his mom's house. But his life gets a strange surprise when he crosses paths with his elementary school music teacher, who wants to start lessons for her bat mitzvah. This retired school teacher is played by Oscar nominee Carol Kane, and her chemistry with Jason Schwartzman is perfect. Their growing friendship creates a comedy of opposites, her open-hearted whimsy shaking up his high-strung devotion to rules. Because of these clear characterizations, their naturalistic dialogue, and the hilariously awkward humor between them, Between the Temples reminds me of the unorthodox comedy Harold and Maude from 1971. Multiple times while watching this one, I thought to myself, why isn't this film getting more attention from critics listing their favorites of 2024? Why isn't this getting more nominations during the current award season? Not many contemporary comedies manage to be both believably funny and genuinely touching, but Between the Temples hits the balance very well, and that's why I enjoyed watching it so much. You know that feeling of lightness and joy you get after watching a film or TV episode that helps you feel better? That's exactly what happened to me after watching this. All the actors contribute successfully to the offbeat energy set against the environment of Jewish culture. So many line deliveries from these actors are rich with emotional subtext, coloring specific conversations with annoyance, grief, or desire. Because of the Jewish setting and overtly Jewish characters, Between the Temples is also similar to the more recent films To Dust from 2018 and Shiva Baby from 2020, all of which show human, messy lives trying to build loving relationships while also maintaining their religious faith. A busy home-cooked dinner scene is near the end of this film, and this scene had me on the edge of my seat. As the wine and green beans start flowing, so do the confessions, confrontations, and hurt feelings, creating a wildly entertaining mixture of tension, humor, and honesty. Between the Temples first premiered at the Sundance Festival in 2024, and then had a limited release in movie theaters in August. Thank you to Netflix for releasing this film in December. It will help you applaud the different kinds of love, even the unexpected ones. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.